Let's unbox Amouage Outlands, guys. This is a fragrance I got at duty free, along with many other fragrances I got at duty free, which I will go over in the next couple of weeks or so. But yeah, Amouage Outlands. Let's unbox it. Let's find out what this fragrance is about.
I found this at the airport at an extremely good price, guys. So just make sure you shop around. Make sure you look at original. You always want to look at this QR code right over here. It's supposed to lead you to the Amouage website. And in this particular case, the Outlands website. And it does. So got this at the airport. We all know the bottle looks absolutely gorgeous. Look at that, guys. Absolutely beautiful. Let's test this out. I've worn this many times, guys. I've had the testers. I've had so many testers of this. It's unbelievable. And I've really wanted it the whole time. So here we go. Beautiful magnetic cap. I love the bottle. And yeah, I'm going to let that rest and I'll let you know exactly what I think of it on the other side. All right, guys, I've let that rest and I don't care what anyone says. Nothing is going to take away from the experience of trying this fragrance. What do I mean by that? 100 people can describe this fragrance to you and I don't think a single person would get it right. That's how developed this fragrance is. It's very layered. There's multiple components to it and I'm just going to do my best. It starts out with a very bright and citrusy opening, but it quickly develops with some rich patchouli. There's a lot of resins. There's a lot of oud in this and it's a very deep and layered scent. That's just my first reactions. I have worn plenty of testers from it. I do know it's beast mode, guys. You don't need more than 4 sprays and you're good to go all day long. Stay tuned for the full review. And as always, follow for daily fragrance content. And let me know if you have any questions down in the comments.